Sorry to interrupt you. I was going to ask for that. Yeah.
And is anybody able to write? And then I will kick, since it doesn't transcribe for NIST, I'll kick the transcriber. And then I will go ahead and scribe.
Okay, so regarding 595.
Yeah. Please go
ahead. I did fix it up since last week, so I think it's good to go. I would like a thumbs up from Todd, just to go ahead before we merge it. But actually, I'm going to mark it ready for, yeah, ready. But let's not merge it before we get a thumbs up. I kind of want DS1 to claim to have some ownership over it.
Okay, so then let's delay this until next week, and it'll give everybody some time to review it. But, you know, there's been progress today. That's good. The second PR on traceability interrupts for today is number 605. This is opened by Russell. And he's not with us today. Does anybody know what this is? I remember this. We talked about this 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't know if we talked about it last week. So we're waiting on a resolution in the Jose Cose working group, is what it says. Was this discussed last week at all?
Yes. I forget the details.
Did we discuss it last week? I remember discussing it. I thought it was 2 weeks ago where we decided to go with SDJWT and VCLDJSON as the two options.
I remember that as well, and I think we have Ted's comment, which we all agreed were what made the most sense here. So I'm trying to see what is pending. Because the latest version has SDJWT and VC plus LD plus JSON, right? And those are, as far as I can tell, those are what the latest thing that we agreed to.
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we'll ping Russell, see if there's anything waiting on this one. Okay, that's all we have on Trace Interop. We have Trace Vocab coming up. There are 5 Trace Vocab.
And I marked one of them merge first because it covers a lot.
And I will begin with the merge first one. So that one is PR 909. Nest, do you want to walk us through?
Yes, it adds a lot of types. Sorry, a lot of formats, especially on our IDs and our issuance dates, but also dates in general. There aren't that many actually, but there are a few. So it's adding a lot of types all over the place, and that's why I marked it merge first, because it just touches like 50 different files.
So I'm looking at it, and there's a format date time. I'm not that familiar with this. Is it, because I'm seeing it changed the multimodal build waiting time from being a second notation to just the date itself. Is that what the change does?
No, that's the very first.
Yeah. No, but I mean, the other ones add the format directly, right? So my question was, is that a consequence of doing the format itself, or is that just something else that just happened to change?
That does seem a little weird why that is in here.
Mm.
I think that's just the example, right? This is.
It is just an example string.
That's just a string. Yeah. But it's certainly confusing that it's in this PR. I would agree on that. Doesn't have.
What does the date time format look like in this?
I don't know if there is an answer to that. Is there?
I mean, can I pass
in an ISO? Is it like ISO with a T on it, right?
That's basically my question, because it doesn't. I don't know enough about what's it called, JSON schema, to be able to answer that. But if anybody does. Okay, it looks like the answer is YYY:MM: I'm just going to paste what looks...
I tried to paste it and it got changed into smiley faces and stuff.
Yeah.
Here, I have it here also.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, same thing. That's good to know.
That's funny. Okay, which I believe is what we already are roughly using. So... it seems to be perfectly fine. I'm just gonna go ahead and review. Ness, do you think the first JSON file is an accident? Do you think it's a thing that would
be blocked? Oh, it's an accident. It made it into this pull request, but it's fine. It's perfectly fine to have it in there.
Yeah.
That is just a string, and shipped on board dates don't ever have time. That's why I finished that. But it should have been a separate PR.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. We have 3 approvals. I'm going to go ahead and merge this in. And I'm assuming because this was so big, a bunch of the other ones are going to have issues, which is
probably
easier way to do it. The next one up is 911 IPR license credential. And this is also your
911. Why don't we start from 906 just in order?
Yeah, oldest first.
Yeah. Is that okay? That I sorry.
Yes, I had it in reverse. My bad.
All right.
I put least recently instead. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
This we talked about last time. This adds country as a type. On the card country of origin. And then Ted had a few wording things.
Yep. And this is really straightforward. And we have a bunch of approvals. I'm going to go ahead and merge it in. Next one up is 907, which is... this one, and it is also Ness. This has less approvals, but if you can walk us through it.
Yes. I did 2 things here. One was just get the packing list. Packing list is an important credential in general, like trade and international transport. It's one of the ones that you typically need to submit to customs, and it's also, you know, it's telling the receiver what to expect. And it hasn't been in a super good shape. So my main motivation was to inline it and like give it the love that we do when we inline it, be specific about what needs to go where instead of just having these huge general organization that explodes into everything. And then as I went through it, I decided to also align it with, as we've done on the invoice and the bill of lading. Yes, bill of lading. Align it with consignment item, the CFAC term there. What it was a leftover from the very early work that was done at, way back in the very early days of the Trace repo. So that just needed cleanup and an alignment as well.
I hope you're all on board with that.
Yep. Looking at reviews, can I get some more? Can I get one more review, please?
We have three.
Do we? I only see me and Ted.
Oh, sorry, it's you twice.
I think it just doubled up because it was
okay. Well, yeah. Thanks, Mahmood.
I really approve. I'm a big fan. it's been merged. Thank you for the review. Okay. Next up is digital product passport links, which is, again, this.
Yeah, this adds a way to reference. So the digital passport schema is very much evolving still, but I'm kind of working on vague requirements, but I do believe that we will need a way to link to what I call upstream in the supply chain. So from suppliers, from certifiers of raw materials and so on and so forth. That's what this is supposed to represent. I do think that we will have multiple iterations on this yet, but
how long have we had a digital passport product? I feel like I've missed this.
It's been there for a couple of months, I think. I added it maybe a month ago.
Okay, I must have missed it. Is this essentially a digital twin of the product, or is this supposed to be?
It's the European Union. Or European Commission, to be precise, requirement or legislation coming on the horizon. It's not here yet, but it will be, and it's going to be, they're going to roll it out on batteries first, then textile, and then ultimately all products will have exactly like you say, a digital twin kind, and it's to promote circularity, reuse, recycle, repairs, all that good stuff. That's the intention of it.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And I see here that this is a credential. I'm sorry to be asking you directly, so just looking around for this. Is there an actual underlying term for this, or is it just the credential that you have, that you need to change? Is there something like a digital product passport as well, schema?
This is a digital product passport credential, right? I don't understand.
Yes. I'm asking, this is a credential that is digital product passport credential. Is there a digital product passport schema that is not
a credential? No, I don't think I understand what you're asking. It sounds very interesting.
I
have a lot of stuff that are not schema. Sorry, maybe someone else can articulate it.
No, I think this is like a functionality thing where NIST before we had the credential subject separated out into a separate schema.
Oh, so, I see.
I mean, even in your last PR, we had it, right?
I think so. Yeah. I let me just check. I believe there's.
Because I'm assuming if there is, then the changes that you just put in, you would want to put in there as well.
That's a good point. Well, there isn't. I guess I've just skipped all. So really, we're in this state where you add that class, the credential subject class, only to define the linked data terms with our weird $, whatever it is. And I think I might have just skipped that and just go with add vocab for everything. Yeah.
Ask you to look into, or do we want to create it as an issue?
No, totally. Okay. And I would love to collaborate on this. Anyone, you know.
So what I'll do is maybe ask you to create an issue in this PR.
Sure.
What was the term? To create a class? Was that it?
I'm sorry?
What was the term? It was to create a class so that we can create the context for it?
To add the linked data terms to the
deep data. There we go.
I'm very much in support of that.
Okay. Done. When you create that issue, can you just merge this out of band? Is that
sure? Yeah.
Awesome. And then I guess last but not least today, we have the IPR license credential, which is linked at 911.
Yes. This is extending the IPR credential we have. This is a license, and I entirely copied the GS1 model of licensing, and the term extends credential. So that's what this is. So this is when you kind of lease out your IPR for others to manufacture or market your brand. So you're based on your patents. That's what this is intended to do. It's in the e-commerce space.
Have you seen this in use, or is this something that is a new use case that you guys are going to be
supporting? I've seen it in use, but not in credentials, not in modern tech, but licensing happens all the time.
Yeah. Sorry. I guess my question is this going to be a new use case to be added to the Trace vocab, or is this something that, to support an existing one? It sounds like a new.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, we have the e-commerce track, and this is what we're exploring there at the moment. In fact, the reason I'm heading out now in 5 minutes is to talk about exactly this.
Okay. Well, this looks good. I have 2 reviews in. Can I ask for one more? And what I meant when I was asking before was exactly this, right? Because this one has a common schema and a credential, right? So just the linked data terms were actually.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris, for the review. It has now been merged. We have 5 minutes remaining. Are there any big issues anybody wants to tackle? I know we're going with this shorter schedule. Anything that anybody wants to bring up as a, hey, we really need to talk about this?
I don't have anything for that.
Same. Can't think of any.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then let's, do we want to spend the next maybe 4 minutes talking about, or well, not 4 minutes, but like, can anybody upload the minutes and the recording in this call? I don't know who has to actually. Who's the host?
Let's see. I am technically the host. I haven't done the minute uploading in a while, so I'd be tempted to let Chris handle that.
Yeah, I can take care of it as long as everyone leaves, you kick and stop recording. It should be good to go.
Okay, I don't need to kick the CG bar, right? I just need to make sure everyone, me and I, hit
stop record. No, you just toss person with him and then you close.
Just toss, wait, what?
Oh, you can be the last person with the CG bot, and as long as you close the call, it works.
Okay, so stop recording, make sure it's just me and the CG bot, and then hang up after that. Okay.
Okay, well, I guess everybody, thank you for your time, and I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving break, and we'll talk soon.
All right, see you guys.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.